At this time, we take a look at some of the current national issues and items affecting Northeast Louisiana. Our in-house segment welcomes Louisiana's U.S. Representative from the 5th Congressional District, Rondi Alexander. Congressman, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Bob. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, Congressman, much conversation continues over federal sequestration. You addressed the item earlier this week in Monroe, saying that something needs to be done. What, in your estimation, needs to happen, and where are we in that process?
Well, again, the continuing resolution that was passed a few days ago by the House of Representatives and Senate gives the authority to the administration and those working under the president, the authority to pick and choose where the cuts are to be made. It's just not just an across-the-board cut. So we can take programs that are not as effective as others and make deeper cuts to those if necessary. But there are some provisions and some moves being made to, again, weaken the sequestration a little bit by taking money from other accounts and putting them in the accounts that are most needful. And we'll just, as we approach the spring and the summer, we look for some improvements to be made so the $87 billion cut won't be quite as drastic as led to believe.
Is it possible the further we go down this road of reductions that there may be a likelihood some of these cuts will be left in place and possibly some services or personnel be permanently lost through these cuts?
Well, that's always a possibility, but again, the government is spending more money than it's taking in, and that's been a problem for several years now, and sequestration wasn't the appropriate way to do it, but that was all that was left before us, and the compromise wasn't reached to avoid sequestration, so we're having to hobble along and make do with what's before us at this point.
And bringing that closer to home, Congressman, of course, you talked with officials over at Fort Polk recently. You've got meetings lined up with the VA administration in Alexandria, talking about some of those concerns about these cuts. What's on their minds as far as what may happen?
Well, of course, at Fort Polk, they're worried about the new round of BRAC closings that would affect bases all across the nation, and they're worried also about sequestration and how it might impact Fort Polk. We feel that Fort Polk is on a little more solid ground than some of the others simply because the public embraces Fort Polk, the state, the local communities. Fort Polk is very productive, a huge amount of land there, and the public is not growing around Fort Polk and crowding Fort Polk out like they are in some institutions or some bases across the nation. So we feel better about Fort Polk than some people that represent other areas, of course. And I meet today with the Veterans Administration. They are in charge of the VA hospital in Pineville, and we'll be talking with them about what they might can expect and what we can do to provide the service to the veterans as we have in the past and continue to meet the financial obligations that lie ahead for us there.
As we mentioned, you are on Easter break, able to come back and visit with some of these groups. But as you look to refocus, as you head back to Washington, some things that will be coming up lined up over the next couple of weeks.
Well, the big thing right now as we move into the appropriations process and the budget process, WRDA, the Water Resources Development Act, will have a big impact on Louisiana. So we've had meetings with the Tensaw Basin Levy folks, the John Stringer, Reynolds Minsky was up there, Harris Brown last week, talking about the concerns on the Ouachita River and how they would be impacted by the new WRDA bill. We're trying to do what we can to make sure that the levies aren't left to local areas to finance the operation and maintenance of those things. Federal government still has a responsibility there, and we're going to do what we can to make sure that the finances necessary to maintain those levees is in place, and the dredging continues to be a problem. So focusing on that mainly this spring and the new farm bill will be the two things probably most important to us at this particular time.
And I did want to make mention, Congressman, a special proclamation you made regarding Victor Cassio and his family this week. Share on that for a moment.
Well, I just think it's important that we recognize an individual that has meant so much to the community, going back to television days, to restaurant days, and just the impact that one has made. Victor was very important to the community, and we wanted to recognize and present his family with a proclamation that we presented and added into the congressional record in Washington, D.C., so that family members and generations to come will recognize that and say thank you.
Congressman Rodney Alexander from Louisiana's 5th Congressional District. Congressman, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Bob.